Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of being the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. I want to invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 11 a.m. And if you can't be here in person, you can always find us streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Listen, friends, today let's talk about what happens when we serve others. What happens when we are about other people? What happens when we take a real intentional effort to make a difference in other people's lives? It's amazing what happens when we help someone when we are feeling helpless. Have you ever been in one of those situations where you just felt like the universe had conspired to be against you that day? Everything you touched went wrong. Every attitude seemed to be ramped up to the wrong direction, and every relationship seems to be like it's on the brink of disaster. Well, it is amazing, again, what happens when we help someone when we're feeling helpless. Jesus said that when we're serving people, that's what greatness looks like. Jesus himself said he came not to be served, but to serve. Now listen, when we help folks, this doesn't have to be some big task, or it doesn't have to be the save the world project. You don't have to save the whales or the beavers or the dolphins, or you're just trying to serve somebody to make their day better in the name of the Lord Jesus. You don't have to raise $1 billion. You don't have to go on a mission trip next week. Even those are all great things. But listen to me, think small, think simple. In terms of those around you, send an encouraging text to a friend. Take time to listen, really listen to one another. Make some chicken soup for somebody who's sick. Instead of blabbing on and on about our problems, find out what another person is going through. Pray for someone instead of always asking that person to pray for you. I want to encourage you to know that no matter what happens in life and no matter what circumstances may touch you, let this be your prayer. Jesus, thank you for creating the person who is struggling right now. Just ask the Lord to give you a great courage, give him wisdom as you pray right now. And then thank the Lord for making you unique, making you extraordinary, far above normal. And then say to the Lord, thank you that you have been made for a purpose, that you have amazing things in store for you. I want to ask you to pray that you would put in place people around you to speak truth into your life and into your heart and help them to lift others up in the same way. Do that in such a way that when you start to embrace and even celebrate how unique God has made you, you can begin to do the extraordinary things as you serve others. You can begin to see yourself through God's eyes and how he's called you to be part of his redeeming work. Listen, friend, God's plan includes you. His plan to reach the world includes you. God has brought you into the playbook of life, and you can be motivated and inspired to go against the grain and serve other people. Do you struggle with self-doubt sometime? Maybe you're not sure how God can use you. I would ask you today, prayerfully reflect on the uniqueness with which you were created. Whether maybe it's a combination of talents or skills or a disability or life experience, maybe you want to do something as simple as list the names of two people in your life that you can impact wherever God has planted you today. You can make a difference in their life. I want to encourage you, friend, you were created to serve people in the name of Christ. Remember what we said earlier. It is amazing what happens when we help someone, especially when we're feeling helpless. And it doesn't have to be an amazing task. When we serve other people in need, whether they're people of great resources or no resources, whether they are influential in our world or we don't even know their name, when we serve people in the name of Christ, I believe the Lord God reaches down and says, "That's my kid. I am so proud of them." So today, make sure you get out there and you're about serving others, because God will honor you when you do. God bless you, friend. I hope you have a great, great day. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.